B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. Christopher Columbus was the original explorer, and he was Jamie's favourite historical figure. Last year, a Christopher Columbus actor had visited the local schools in his area and put on a really fun show for everyone. He had brought loads of really cool props, like old coins and treasure, maps, a brass telescope, and some of Columbus's old letters. Columbus had spent his whole life exploring, and had had many difficulties and adventures along the way. He was born in 1451 in Genoa, Italy, and his family had made their living in trade, so he had gone out to sea on his first boat at the age of 13. As he grew up, he learned about the winds and tides and how to navigate by the stars. He had originally sailed off looking for a new sea route to Asia because people in Europe had wanted to start trading there. Everyone else had tried to go round Africa, but he decided to head west because the maps made the oceans look smaller then, and so he had thought he might be able to reach Asia quickly that way. He needed money for his expedition, so he asked lots of rich people to help him. It took a long time, but he didn't give up, and eventually the King and Queen of Spain gave him the money. Instead of arriving in Asia, as he had hoped, he found America, an entirely new continent. Some people said he had discovered America, but really there were already lots of other people living there who'd found it first. Some people say that curiosity killed the cat, and although in this case it led to some important discoveries, the difficulty of the voyages ultimately led to his death. Another notable explorer in history was Captain James Cook. He was a British explorer and the first person to make European contact with Australia, New Zealand, and other Pacific islands. He had been in the Royal Navy and had fought in many sea battles before he was given the means to set off on scientific explorations. He was a highly skilled navigator and cartographer as well.